This is Janoge Torp bringing you my Torpcast, this time from Athens in Greece. I just arrived here and I'm going to spend 3 packed days, but right now I'm enjoying a sidewalk cafeteria, sitting outdoors in the beautiful weather and having my moussaka lunch and reflecting and enjoying and drinking in the impressions of such a hectic city, such a noisy city, but such a city of splendor and of grandeur and history and tradition. I love cities like this, and Europe is full of cities like that, and Greece is where the hub of modern European civilization really is. I'm here for a couple of days to be a part of the State of Europe Forum, which is a forum bringing together Christian leaders and Christian concerned citizens from all walks of society, from all nations of Europe. We're going to spend 2 days together to assess what is the state of Europe now and what is the way forward and how can we help each other in bringing truly gospel, creation-based, biblically-based truths and realities to the European economies and societies so that we again can blossom and reach the greatness of former days. I believe that is very close ahead of us. And Greece, which has been through such a difficult time financially for the last 6, 7, 8 years, I believe is going through a cleansing, a catharsis, which will lead to good new things in this nation. I will be together with politicians, media leaders, educational people, church leaders, and people from every region of Europe. And we're going to discuss and think and get to know each other. And I'm thrilled that we as the apostolic movement in the nations of Europe are firmly rooted in evangelical, charismatic, Pentecostal, apostolic Christendom, and that we can stand alongside our brethren and bring in the perspectives that I believe are unique, especially for a continent and nations that need governmental changes and authority, because that is the main thing in the apostolic movement. Our strength is our governmental abilities and wisdom and experience to bring leadership to our communities and our nations. So follow me during the next couple of days. I will bring you insights. I'm going to meet also my good friend George Markakis and his wife Evie. George is a native of Crete and Evie of Cyprus, and they live here in Athens where they pastor Shalom Center, and they have a tremendous international ministry, and I'm so thrilled that they are here at this special State of Europe Forum to take part and contribute and receive, and that we together can plan for the future. God bless you, and now I'm going to enjoy my food here on the sidewalk cafeteria in downtown Athens.